with Girma, it was one of those things. We met, shook hands, sat at the piano, started playing, and that's it. After 5 minutes, we knew that only good things can come out of it. You know, it's music. It's what excites us about it, like the human, you know, encounter, the music encounter. And here we are, and it's so exciting, you know, to be doing this. And you know, we might play for the next 5 years and play for a year. Who knows? But we're here and we're having fun.
Fit in my lay it. A song come a silly with a tea. To ruling, total of a fitness. To dress my net, say, San Modi. Fistum, fistum, malte, watum. Call up a hero that rest a team. A song's a game, next is a rallo. But this the Paris and Dale.
Me about this song Fetsum Fetsum. It's such fun. It sounds a bit like the Beach Boys revisited with this African groove.
Kind of, you know, it's just, you know, to tell the truth, we used to play Western music, African music, and it's kind of a combination, you know. I love that way back when I played. I love it and I love it now too.
The dressman net say salmoti. Fistum fistum malte watum. Kalupa he would arrest him.
We had listened to a lot of Girma songs, and we kind of shortlisted the ones which we thought would fit the Akali Ube sound, which we could be able to arrange. And Fitsum wasn't one on the list. Then I remember Girma, when he came to the studio, was like, ah, what about this one? And you were playing Fitsum, Fitsum.
And we're like, ah, yes, we heard this, but
it's tricky, it's very hard to... And then somehow, like, we got so inspired by the way of singing it, and Paul, like, he arranged some amazing stuff on the song, and it works, and it's one of my favorites on the albums.
These are all love songs, right?
All love songs.
You're a real crooner.
yeah. All love songs. Yeah.
To ruling, to love the fitness. To dress with nets, say salmote. Fissum, fissum, malte, watin.
You were most well known for being an arranger of other people's songs, about 70. Some of the most famous songs in Ethiopia in the 60s and 70s, and now you're handing over to this bunch of new guys on the block to arrange your music.
Right. Happy about that. Happy about that. And also, I don't do no jokes, nothing. I'll just stop it there.
Girma Beyen, you are one of the greatest composers, arrangers of the so-called golden age of Ethiopian music. You have recorded an album, it's called Mistakes on Purpose, and it's billed as being the rebirth of a legend. That's what the band Akali Ube is calling it. How do you feel about this title?
I feel good, but I don't think I deserve that, though. I feel good, though. With all due respect and everything, I feel good. But, you know, I have to get it all together, being absent for so long, about 30 years, and, you know, I'm still doing it. And that's all I can say. And happy. Happy.
Olivier, you're a member of the band Akali Ube. How did you come together? How did you find this guy? Basically a star that had been forgotten. 25 years in the wasteland, in the States. You finished your professional career working as a petrol pump attendant in America. So not a glorious time towards the end. How did you get together?
It was thanks to Francis Falsetto, as simple as that.
Yep, Falsetto is a French producer of Ethiopian music.
Francis was following Girma, was a friend of Girma's. He knew what was going on in his life, and he knew exactly the time when Girma wanted to get back to music, when he retired and back to Addis. And he knew that we were dying to do a collaboration with someone, get into the music, who had heard Girma's music, were huge fans of it. And it was a match made in heaven, literally, because Francis introduced us to Girma, who came over to Paris. And she just sat down, started playing piano, and that's where, like, okay, something's going to happen with this. And here we are, a year later, and the album is out, and we're very excited for the future and what all the concerts we're going to do.
Francis called me. It was kind of a surprise, and he said, I'll try to take you to Paris and then play with Akale Webe. And then I said, okay, and I came, and our chemistry was so fantastic. And, you know, we get together so fast. That's all I can say.
This album, Mistakes on Purpose, includes a couple of your hit songs, for example, in Ineng Bay Manesh.
Terekez ish lo mi, bertukan no gumchish. Sagrushya be selom, mekano angetish. Tudotish mandarin, yaskom.
What about the way that Akele Wube has arranged it? Do you like their arrangement?
Trust me, it was so beautiful. You know, that's all I can say, beautiful.
Did it all come back quickly?
Yeah, it will come back, though. It will come back.
I think it came back already, Germa. It came back very fast, very, very fast.
Another track, of course, that was a big hit for you, Musikawi Silt. It's been covered, I think, more than 30 times, which apparently, according to Francis, is a record for any Ethiopian song.
It was one of the first songs, actually, one of the first songs which I personally had heard that got me into Ethio jazz, the Ethiopian music. Yeah, it's one of those incredible songs where the bass line is in 3 and the melody is in 4 and there's this very, very strong Ethiopian sound. And I had no idea that Girma was behind that song. So, you know, when we found out and when we made the whole link, that made us even more excited because it was one of the very first songs which we started playing as a band. I remember meeting for the very first time 8 years ago in a garage and playing this music, and one of the songs played was Musikawi Silt, was one of Girma's songs.
It's a big deal for you now to be performing it with
course,
the composer himself.
Exactly, with him, with Girma playing piano, it's like it doesn't get any better.
Do you understand why there's such enthusiasm for your kind of music here in Europe, whereas back in Ethiopia, people are, you know, more interested in American music, drum machines?
It's really hard to tell. It's because, you know, I used to play way back, but really I can say, not popular guy though. I don't know about that. But now it seems like people, you know me, and like you when you talk to me, you know, I'm kind of surprised. It's just like, again, born again, rebirth.
Do you have any plans to actually reform any of the previous bands that you worked with?
I'm not sure about that, but we're trying to, you know, get it all together. Possible to tour and also perform, like, around Europe with Akale Wube.
Fisum Ethiopia wit Anama di mama.
Any plans to perform in Addis or back in Ethiopia?
When I really don't know, but soon though. You know, I won't tell, but the sooner is the better, because I'm counting my years. I mean, I'm just counting 1, 2, just so the sooner the better.
We'll have to end it there. Thank you so much, Girma Beyen and Olivier de Gabriele of Akele Wube. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, really make my day, and I appreciate it.